welcome to Live from Jorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert features Peter Mulvey.
On the way up, I felt clean. I was driving along through a waking dream, through the rollingest hills I'd ever seen. Felt like the best me I'd ever been. On the way up, I just knew. Oh, the night before, I'd been good, I'd been true. I was honest and brave, and baby, I was over you. It was the easiest thing to do. But I'm going down, I'm going down, I'm going down, down, down to where my demons are. I'm going down, I'm going down. Wave if you see me from afar. On your way here, on your way up, understand. I wish I had put so much more in your hands than the better part of every heart's bitter land. Yeah, I swear there's more here than sand. Oh, new way up, would you think of me? And I'll think of you, we'll think of we. Will always be just what you mean to me. One day we'll look back and see. Oh, I'm going down, I'm going down, I'm going down to where my angels live. I'm going down. Please remember and please forgive. Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green, grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then your love is better than ice cream, better than anything else that I've tried. Oh, love, it's better than ice cream. Everyone here knows how to, everyone knows how to, everyone knows how to fight.
Thank you.
I played El Gallo in The Fantastics once, which is a distinction I share with Ricardo Montalban. I also opened for the Clancy Brothers once. What's that young man doing?
To
that guitar. But it was, by the time I played with them, they were the Clancy brother and a Clancy nephew and a friend from Philadelphia. Well, it's kind of a rite of passage. My name, Mulvey, is the Irish word for bald, so which it's nice at least having like a lock on your future, like a grip on where the thing goes. You get so few of those. This tune, this tune is called Black Rabbit, and it sounds to me all ripped off from Irish fiddle tunes, but I wrote it when I was pretty much just a kid, and I hadn't heard any Irish fiddle tunes. And so either I'm wrong and I didn't write it, and or it's a strong argument for a genetic component to this deal. I don't know. All I know is I play in Ireland a lot, and I keep waiting for someone to just correct me and say, no, Frankie Lane wrote that melody in 1849. You know, that's a little tune called The Milkmaid's Buxom Nephew, you know. But till then. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Milkmaid's Buxom Nephew. Here's a tune. The poet laureate of the United States right now is a woman named Louise Gluck. Before her, it was one of my favorite poets, although she's pretty kick-ass too, but one of my favorite poets, a guy named Billy Collins. He's a great poet. He's very lucid. and very observational. And as a teacher, like a lot of poets, he was a professor because, you know, poetry. And you got to eat. And he was on campus and he overheard a young lady say to another young lady, and he found out, and he was like, oh my God. So I was like, oh my God. And he realized that that's a perfect haiku. Which is probably why he gets the big bucks. So so this is for him. Nah, screw him. This is for James Tate. Nah, this is for Louise Gluck. The trouble with poets is they talk too much. They tell us that it hurts them just a little more. We cannot tell if they make that part up. We've never stood in their shoes, in their skins, in their heads, on their shores. Trouble with you is you drive me nuts. I cannot tell what's behind your smile. What can we find now? Something to lift us up. Just for tonight, for a time, for the sake of us all, for a while. I know it's only trouble. I know it makes us real. But I wish that peace of mind was something I could steal. The trouble with shoes is they come untied. You might take a fall down the stairs. Sylvia Plath might come along and look down at you and say, well, no, that's just like life. The trouble with poets is they see poetry everywhere. I know it's only trouble. Once again, I'm at the bottom of the stairs. Looking up and saying, hey, 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 Sylvia, a few small repairs. Trouble with time, time don't go back. Maybe that trouble's just with you and me. We are so scared of that fade to black that we will push and we'll pull, or we'll do anything to be free. Oh Lord, how I push and how I struggle. I know it's just the deal. Oh, I know it's only trouble. Oh, I know the trouble makes us real. And I know sometimes, sometimes nobody knows. Nobody knows. Not even poets know how we feel. The trouble with poets is they talk too much, they say. Let us go then, you and I, as the evening is spread out against the sky like a patient etherized on a table. Yeah, they talk too much.
Thank you.
I really have to thank Chris Smither, who will be up in just a few minutes, and he is a good friend of mine and probably a large part of the reason of why I'm here, because wherever he goes, he seems to say, you know, you got to check out this Mulvey kid. You got to check out this Mulvey kid. He goes to France and he says that in French, you know, however that would be said in French. And he's taken me all over the world, and I've played in audiences. He's drawn into rooms, and I think he probably asks only in return that I find some schmo in a few years and take that schmo around the world. You know, it's the repay the schmo plan. I like that. But he's been real good to me, and I gotta thank him for
pleading my cause or causing my plea or... I'm gonna play one of his tunes here. I'm assuming he doesn't want to play this one in his set. Yeah. So I opened for Don McLean and I figured, you know, I'll do American Pie because he must be sick of it. And funny, you know, but he seems to like to do that one. This is the tune that I recorded on a record called Deep Blue, which is out of print. So what you're seeing right now is a completely non-commercial move, I gotta tell you. No. You can get on Chris Smithers' Fine Record, Another Way to Find You, which is still in print now that I think of it. That's right. But it's a... Man, is it relevant. It's called Every Mother's Son. I speak to you. Hope you'll understand. You made your son Joseph, you made him a dangerous man. He's gone to town, bought himself a gun. This could happen to every mother's son. Spoke to Joseph, oh, his time has come. Vengeance is mine, he said. Come join the fun. He looked more like a Judas on the run. And this could happen to every mother's son. Since I spoke to Joseph, he has gone into town. He killed six strong men and then they shot Joseph down. Lord, how I hate to say this, but this has only just begun. This could happen to every mother's son. Something to tell you, I believe you should know. If you think too fast, you will only love too slow. But you need not feel you're the only one. This could happen to every mother. Too many of you crying, mother, brothers. Far too many of you dying.
Thank you.
I'm going to finish up here. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your listening, and I really appreciate being here. Thank you. And especially to absolutely everyone here at the ranch who have been really wonderful to all of us. I mean, it's great to just come somewhere and feel completely taken care of. It's a long road, and sometimes you feel like that mayfly, and it's lucky when you get a break. You know, you get a little break and you get taken care of. So it feels really sweet. And thank you, Ethan, on sound. And I'm going to finish up on a little happy note here, and then Chris will come right up. This is called Sad, 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 and Far Away From Home.
Houdini's still stuck in that doctoral book, the one place he will never escape. And your voice on the phone, it's like one of those paintings where everything loses its shape. And the girl across the street, she's as light on her feet as sunlight bouncing off chrome. And I'm sad, 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 and far away from home. Once I was standing on a Dublin street corner, I heard a fiddler pierce the veil of illusion. And once I got plastered at my best friend's bar mitzvah, once I lived in perfect confusion. Oh, and once I was 11, and once I was just atoms, once I was a hilltop in Rome. Now I'm just sad, 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 I'm sad that I'm far away from home. Singing la dee 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 dee. Kiss is a flower a bee could return from and do his little dance at the hive. Perhaps it's worth mentioning as I write this song down, I am the happiest fucker alive. For the seashore cries out for a painter to paint it, and the wind whips the water into foam. And I am so sad, I'm sad, I'm sad, I am sad, and I'm far away from home. Yeah, I'm sad, 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 I'm sad, yeah, far away from home. So light, dee 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 dee.
Thanks very much. Thanks a lot, Chris will be right out. I appreciate it.
This is live from Jorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert with Peter Mulvey, recorded October 2nd, 2004. Coming up, Chris Smither from the Fur Peace Ranch.
This is Jorma, and you're listening to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch. Chris Smither invites you in with his easygoing stage presence and then delivers the goods with his stories and songs. With a career spanning more than 40 years, he is truly a modern master, Chris Smither.
Thank you.
I thought I had control, I tried, but now I would be satisfied. Hold on. I thought I had control, I tried, but now I would be satisfied. Hold on. Yes, I said freedom for the soul is what we want, but when it fades, we gon' treat it like a burden until the devil feels he's underpaid. We'll drag that spirit door to door, and finally it can't move no more, just holds on. Now the only thing that's truly free is this little voice, and it's telling me, hold on. Yeah, the only thing that's this little voice, it's telling me to hold on. I think the only thing that's truly free is this little voice, and it's telling me to hold on, just hold on.
Not necessarily, they're not, well, they are love songs, but they're kind of distorted love songs. My mother used to refer to these as accounts of dysfunctional relationships. It used to concern her that I had so many of them. You know how mothers are. So. Christopher, is everything all right? These aren't necessarily autobiographical. I just hasten to point that out. I used to worry. That's what worried my mom. So here's a, this is a pathetic little ditty. It's a
Mm-hmm.
little guitar in the monitor here. Tell you about Linda Lou. She had a big head, she slept with a hat on. She had a big butt too. She kept me whole with a big heart. She went away, I fell apart. I'm all alone, I'm on my own. Let me tell you about Billie Jean. She had a filthy mind, she worked at the car wash, but she could not come clean. As long as I live, I'm gonna love her to death. And she said she'd be back. I don't hold my breath. I'm all alone, I'm on my own. I don't know why they get a look in their eye and they leave me. They think I don't know what's going on, but believe me, I know they're gone. Let me tell you about Betty Ray. She told me she needed a man. Money's nothing, but that's all she'd say. I couldn't get her to say I do, and now she's gone. The money too, I'm all alone, I'm on my own. I'm gonna find me a better one, one with one name who comes when I call her. We'll have a lot of fun. Be glad to see me when I get home. She'll wag a tail when I bring her bones. I ain't alone, never on my own. I tell you, man, we're gonna sit together in the evening. We're gonna stick together, and we'll never, never think about leaving. Okay, here's one about, this next one is about obsession. It's that kind of love that you think is the deepest love you've ever been in. You can't go 3 minutes without thinking about this other person. That's not love. That's a sickness, you know. So, if you're lucky, you get out of it. You know? I've told people countless times that the very best audience I ever had for this song was the first time I ever played it in public, which was in a little town in Vermont called Rutland. And I played it at the Marble Valley Correctional Institution. Those guys, they identify with these kind of songs, you know, they understand about obsession, you know, it has a lot to do with why they are where they are. And, a bonding moment. Okay, Ethan, I'm sorry, but just a little less guitar in the monitor now. That's good, yeah. So this is called Lola. I don't know what it is about women. Any women named Lola here? I didn't think so. See, they don't live long. It's one of these. It's just a fact of life. They always wind up in songs like this and stories and stuff. I'm not sure why. It's just the nature of the beast, you know. About a month ago, I read this. I read a lot of detective and thrillers, you know, detective novels, police stuff. And so I was reading this hard-boiled detective novel, and this Los Angeles detective winds up in Miami. He's looking for an insurance agent that owes him money. And he can't find the guy, but he finds his secretary. And here's how he described the secretary. I thought this was perfect. He says, wait a minute, let me think, I gotta get this right, hold on. His secretary was there. She reminded me of a red-headed hooker with an overbite named Lola that I once met in a bowling alley in Lodi, New Jersey. Perfect. Looking for my Lola, drinking rum and Coca-Cola. She smokes big cigars, she drives big cars around. Folks say she's gonna reach the top. She says that's just her first stop. I know she ain't a good one. What you bet she wouldn't lose much sleep if I should die today. She said the love ain't cheap, but the pain is free. I say, but that sounds good to me. She's got hooks, make a fish think twice. I ain't no fish, I pay any price. If I think at all, I think this feels nice. Looking for my Lola. What if I'd have told you, you know, she don't even know that she hurts me so. She says I don't hate you, it ain't that big a deal, you know, you don't even figure in the way I feel. Man, I don't think she feels too much at all. I said have a heart, she told me to my face, what little heart I got is in the wrong place. Lola, she's a little rock and roller. She parted down, she painted town again. She drinks too much, she keeps it hid. Everybody says she's a hell of a kid, but she ain't no kid when she's cutting me apart. That's okay, I told her from the start. Don't stop for you get my heart. Looking for my Lola. I barely got to know you. For all I know, there ain't a lot to know. But either I gave up or she let me go. How I got away, I'll never know. My life should be better, and it's not. I know you think that she was pretty bad. I wouldn't know she was all I had. Looking for my Lola. Oh, my Lola. Lola! Lola! Where'd you get you? Come on back. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't care what y'all say. I miss her. Lola! Tell me what's good for me. You know, I know what's good for me. I know what's bad for me. I still miss her. I do. I miss her. Well, they love that at the prison, I tell you. They started shouting halfway through. If it hadn't been for her, I'd have been out of here last year. All right, here's one. This is the last one of this little bunch. This is all about looking for love in the wrong place, which we all do at one time or another. And this is called No Love Today, which is also called the Fruit and Vegetable Song. But this is a... Okay. Thank you. For those of you not familiar with her, with it, vanishingly few, I'm sure. But the chorus to this song came from the street song of the fruit and vegetable man that used to come down the street that I grew up on in New Orleans when I was a kid. And when I was really, ooh, who's that being? If that's Capitol Records, tell them I already got a deal. You know, <to give them. laughs> When I was really little, he had a mule pulling his wagon. I think the mule died, so he got a truck. His son would drive the truck. and just at a snail's pace, and the old man would sort of, I call it walk, but he would glide, you know, and stride down the street in front of the truck, singing at the top of his lungs about what he had for sale, and he'd sound like this. He'd go, I got beans, I got red beans, black beans, all kind of beans, sweet corn, Marleton, I got okra, I got banana, ice cold watermelon. They just come running, you know, out of the house. It was haunting, you know, it was. You know, I've never forgotten it, you know, all these years, and that's where the song came. So I'll tell you one more little story about this. And last Christmas and New Year's, my wife and I went for a vacation to Hawaii. And we had a wonderful time. I'd never spent any time there, got to see it. And one of the things I did was drive around all these tropical fruit stands and buy big baskets full of fruit. And one, after I'd been there for about a week, I walked into one of them. And there's a kid sitting in there on a wooden crate playing a guitar. And he was singing this song. I was thrilled. And I told him so, you know. As soon as he finished it, I hung around to see if he got all the words right. And I went up and I said, man, I cannot tell you what a thrill it is to come in here and hear you sing my song. And he said, your song? And I said, yes. I said, I wrote that song. And he said, I don't think so. Goddamn kids, man. It was my own fault, you know. If I'd been content to just go home, you know, with that warm feeling, I would have been fine, you know. But I had to boast, you know. So I don't know much. When I knew less, and I was heartbroken for the first time. I was drowning in my tears, and I went looking for a lifeline. And I was trying to find some comfort, just a simple tender touch. I was searching for some little cure that would not cost too much. And I could hear that produce wagon on the street. I could hear that farmer singing as I cried myself to sleep. I got banana and watermelon, I got peaches by the pound. Sweet corn, Marleton, more better than in town. I got okra, enough to choke you, beans of every kind. If hungry's what's eating you, I'll sell you peace of mind. But this ain't what you came to hear me say. And I hate to disappoint you, I got no love today. I got no love today. I got no love today. No love today. Well, I could not love to save myself from lonesome desperation. Everything I thought was love was worthless imitation. And my concept of commitment was to take all you could give. I thought the cheapest thrills were teaching me to live. Yeah, but nothing seemed to last or see me through. Nothing but this little song I still sing to you. I got banana and watermelon, I got peaches by the pound. Sweet corn, Marleton, more better than in town. I got okra, enough to choke you, beans of every kind. If hungry's what's eating you, I'll sell you peace of mind.
mind. Yes, but this ain't what you came to hear me say. And I hate to disappoint you, but I got no love today. I got no love today. I got no love today. No love today. I got no love today. None tomorrow, not now, not forever. You can't see what comes for free. I think you're much too clever. For your own good, I'm gonna tell you what's right before your eyes. Intelligence is no defense against what this implies. Cause in the end, no one will sell you what you need. You can't buy it off the shelf. You got to grow it from the seed. Cause I got banana and watermelon. I got peaches by the pound. Sweet corn, Merle Town. More better than in town. And I got okra enough to choke you. Beans of every kind. If hungry is what's eating you, I'll sell you peace of mind. But this ain't what you came to hear me say. And I hate to disappoint you, but I'm gonna disappoint you. I got no love today. I got no love today. I got no love today. No love today. Fresh out.
This is live from Jorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert with Chris Smither, recorded October 2nd, 2004.
This is Jorma, and you're listening to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch.
Here's a song by Dave Carter. I should have written this. I don't know how he beat me to it. This is called Crocodile Man. Mama raised me on riddles and trances. Fat back, channel cat, lily white lies. All wrapped up in a gym crack fancy. I never met Papa, I never asked why. People said Papa wasn't no account anyway. People said Papa was a rolling stone. I turned 20 on the Waccamaw Thruway. Headed up river in the dark, alone. I've been sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Tan. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. With a carny, a little out of Memphis, slaving in a sideshow, pennies in a jar, beetle-eyed jokers, Hicktown princes, rhinestone rubies, and rubber cigars.
wrestled me a gator up in Omaha City, done me another down in New Orleans, tangled with the barker, run off with the kitty, crawled to Mississippi and I got away clean. I've been sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town, Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge, Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. Underneath the levee in the cattail thicket, down in the shadows of a shady grove, there's a thatch roof rising from a pole fence picket, and the white smoke billows from a coal black stove. Inside the house is the hall of mirrors, inside the mirror is the temple of sin, inside the temple is the face of mama. Oh mama, she knows where I've been. Mama knows exactly where this bad boy been. He been sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town, Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge, Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. Sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town, Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge, Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy on the crocodile
man. This is called Let It Go. Just let it go. It's a Zen approach to Grand Theft Auto. I didn't play this one at the prison. I thought about it. Attachment is the root of my suffering, cause this hurts me. It hurts me deep inside. The hole ain't in my pocket, it's in my pride. I told the police it didn't matter, but I lied, cause now my mind tells me to kill him. My heart tells me that's wrong. My wife tells me, go get a better one. It's what you wanted all along. I got to find a way to let this go. And I got to put this behind me, you know, let my better nature show up somehow. And then, well, I'll be cool. So they took my goddamn car. Left me without my wheels. I know the loss is superficial, but that's just not how it feels. How could something superficial feel so real? It's an emotional blow. It rocks me back on my heels. Let me tell you, you know, I had a picture on the dashboard of my baby in her sweet little Red Sox hat. Now they got some little bum with a button in his tongue who thinks he might like a piece of that. how I'm supposed to take that sitting down. I can't do it, man. Maybe you could. I got to go outside and walk around, you know. Go out and get me some air, you know. I got to forget about these things, you know. These things are insignificant. I'm telling you, it is unworthy and undignified for a man of my stature to allow himself to get so upset, you know, by something so trivial. You know what? I'm gonna go back to my own house. I'll find myself in familiar surroundings and I'm gonna chill out. Sit back in my chair, pour myself a drink. I feel better already. God damn sons of bitches. It's like it vanished in the air. It was 3,000 pounds of wheels and sounds that used to make folks, I swear, they would stop, they would stare. Now except for this little pile of glass, the pavement's bare. You know I keep looking round, it keeps not being there. Man, you know I should have listened to my sensible self, man. I should have parked it in a lot. It would have cost me $16.50 instead of all the cool I got. I mean, you know, please, I got to reassert control. This should be like water off a duck's back. I should be able to just let this roll. Let it roll, let it roll, let it roll, let it roll. I don't think I can do it. I'll try. I'll let you know. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, how was I to know? Nobody better say I told you so. Oh, it's gone now, man. You can't do nothing about it. Let it go. 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 God, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Just let it go.
Live from Yorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch is a co-production of the Fur Peace Ranch and WOUB Public Media. The concert producer is Vanessa Kaukonen. The radio series producer is Rusty Smith. Audio engineers Rusty Smith and Adam Rich.